in about 2 minutes, at about a minute after 10 central. Looks like we have a good group on board, and I know others will be joining us, and so we'll just wait a little bit longer, and then we'll begin the webinar for the big read concerning the book Fearless by Max Licato. All right. Just one more, maybe one more minute. All right, we're going to go ahead and get started today, and I'm Bill Tesh. I'm Associate to the Bishop of the South Dakota Synod and the Director of Evangelical Mission, and I work in several different areas related to mission and also stewardship, and we are really excited to be bringing you this first ever webinar regarding the Big Read, which comes from our steward leaders of South Dakota, who met a little while back and decided that this was going to be a great way to facilitate a conversation across South Dakota about stewardship and specifically addressing the culture of fear and uncertainty. I'm just going to quickly list the folks that are on board. We have Bill Schruba, David Schold, Don Block, Jeff Rohr, Jeff Willick, Ramona Hayes, Sarah Goldhammer, Sylvia Benson, and with Jeff Rohr are several others, Kent Narum, Becky and David Piper, Arlie Fadness, all there at Outlaw Ranch. So got a great crew on board, and I know there will be others joining us, and I won't call them out as they come in, but I just want to welcome those of you who are on board right now. All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. Here's, in order to participate in the Big Read, you already you can see this little screen in front of you, and if you would like to ask a question, the best way to do that is simply to type your question in here in this area under where it says questions, and then I will either respond to your question either by simply answering it out loud or by typing in an answer, either for you privately or for the whole group. If you have a comment that you'd like to make or a question that you think would be helpful to ask out loud, then simply raise your hand by clicking here, and then I will unmute your microphone and you will be able to speak and everyone will be able to hear you. Okay, so let's do this. Let's have a little experiment here. Let's have everybody raise their hand if you understand where we're at so far in the webinar. Okay. Looking for those hands to be raised. You simply click here if you would like to raise your hand. All right. Looks like most of you are on board and understand what's going on. If you have a question, type it in this area where it says questions, and we'll try to handle your questions here. All right, thanks everybody. Okay, let's get started. Well, let's talk about the purpose of the big read. As I said earlier, we want to address the culture of fear and uncertainty that seems to just hang over our whole society and culture and indeed our world right now. We have the daily news out of Europe and the struggles to find an answer to the ongoing debt crisis there. Of course, we're still we're wrapping up one war, but still deeply entrenched in another war in Afghanistan. And there's just a lot of uncertainty and fear that hovers over our culture. And we believe that affects our ability to respond generously, not only financially, but also with our whole selves and in service to each other and to our world. And so we're hopeful that a book like Fearless by Max Lucado will be able to create a synod-wide conversation about stewardship. Any questions about that? I'll just pause for about 10 seconds here and see if there are any questions or comments. All right. Okay, well, let's talk about the basic elements of the of just the materials that you'll need to have in your hands in order to be able to carry out the big read in South Dakota. You're going to need a book, and we have arranged with Luther Seminary to be able to provide books. They're hardcover books at $15 a piece, and we think that's probably the best deal you can get out there. We do know that you can obtain the book also on your Kindle or on your e-reader for less than that, but in terms of being able to provide access to everyone, the book's going to be the best way. And then you will need, if you have small groups that meet to discuss, you're going to need one DVD kit per small group. And we'll talk a little bit more about that next time. The DVD kits are $21. And then each participant in small groups will also need to purchase a small group study guide. So the way that I'm looking at this is that individuals would purchase their own books and study guides, but that the congregation would provide the DVD kits for the small group leaders. And I'll go into some more detail as we move along. If you have any questions, just feel free to ask. Raise your hand if you'd like to speak. Let's talk about what's in that DVD kit for $21. Well, in that kit, you'll get one leader guide, which is just a helpful, some tips and suggestions for the small group leader. I want to reassure you that this is a very easy small group to lead. It really, I would say, it would probably be better to use the word facilitator, because the DVD provides the introduction to the small group, and the questions are already built in, and so it's a really easy small group to lead. And so you should be able to have a fairly easy time recruiting potential leaders or facilitators, because you can reassure them that it's all mapped out for them. And then inside the kit, you also get one small group study guide, which we're assuming would be the guide that the leader would use. And then you get one DVD. And in the DVD, there's an intro presentation for each of the six small group sessions. And there's one overview or promo piece. And then there's a data CD that has some helpful items on it. So in the data CD, you have instructions, basically instructions on how you can promote this in your congregation. Then there are some promotional materials, like such as some graphics that you can use to print in your bulletins or newsletters, some bulletin announcements. There's a leader's guide. In other words, that's just a digital version of that leader's guide that's also available in hard copy in the book or in the DVD kit. There are some sermon notes for you if you choose to use the six sessions and use the themes from those six sessions in your sermons. Then you also have some nice sermon notes here. There's some media slides that you can use if you have a PowerPoint or some media, if you use that in worship, and even website banners if you want to promote it on a website. Yeah, the question was just asked about taking notes, and I want you to know that everything, the slideshow, along with all of the materials that we're going to discuss here, other than those that you have to purchase, are all available to be downloaded on our website. So that's a good question. Yeah, I want to reassure you, you don't have to be taking copious notes. We will provide all of this on our website. Okay? So one of the things that's inside the DVD kit is the trailer. And so I'm just going to play a few seconds of the trailer so you can see that that would be a helpful tool for you to use in, and I'm going to have, just make a little bit of a switch here in our. All right, I apologize. It looks like we're not going to be able to run that brief video, but let me just describe it. It's Max Lucado sitting at a desk and talking about the theme Fearless and about the culture of fear and uncertainty, and he simply invites people to participate, and it's about 2 minutes. So it would be really helpful to use in your promotion. The question was asked if there's an audiobook version available, and we're going to check on that and get an answer to you here shortly. So let's talk about the leadership that you might need in order to have a successful experience with Big Read. I believe that in a smaller setting, a small to medium-sized congregation, depending upon how full your plate is and whether you as pastors and rostered leaders feel equipped to do so, you could really lead this without having to recruit a lot of other leaders to assist you in providing this experience for the congregation. But I would recommend that you think about recruiting two leaders to walk with you. One would be a small group coordinator. And the job of the small group coordinator would be to assist you in setting up small groups and in recruiting those small group facilitators or small group leaders. So they would really take the lead on, you know, building the sign-up sheets and getting people signed up for small groups and getting the facilitators involved. Another would be someone to just help in promoting the book itself and getting people signed up to order the book. So I'm going to talk about a timeline. And by the way, here's the answer to the question about an audiobook. Yes, there is an audiobook available at iTunes, and it's $11.95. You can purchase it for $11.95 through iTunes. For those of you who don't like to strain your eyes. All right, so I'm going to show you a timeline. Here's a suggested timeline for the Big Read, and there again, all of these materials are available now on our website with an easy to access link, and they are all in a format that you can manipulate and change and edit. But here's what I would suggest if you were to use the Big Read during Lent. So the first week of January, you would get a letter out to the congregation. And actually have a sample letter here. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it explains the whole program and the reason for it and invites people to participate. And all the yellow pieces, you simply have to fill those in for the information that's specific to your church. So you'd send that letter out, and then on the 8th of January, you'd have your first big announcement. and you could begin signing people up. And I do have sign-up sheets that are sort of model sign-up sheets that you can use. Those are available for download in the same place where all these other resources are available. And the sign-up sheets, you can simply enter your church's information, add your church's information, and you can use those, or you can create your own using the materials on the data CD. What if you were to recruit a small team of people, say 3 to 5 people, who would commit to praying weekly for the big read, just that God would open people's hearts and minds to hear God's word in the midst of this process, and that God would work in people's lives in unexpected ways, and that would be in part, would be present in those small groups as God promises God will be, just to simply pray weekly for the big read process. And then you could let the congregation know on Sunday that people are praying for this. On January 15th, you might have another temple talk and continue sign-up sheets. And I could envision these sign-up sheets being out in the narthex or the welcome area, or you could even pass them around. I know in some congregations are informal enough where you can pass a sign-up sheet through the congregation while worship is going on. If you have the capability to do so, you could show the teaser, which is that brief video clip that you were unable to see. It's about 2 minutes long with Max Lucado. You could show that either during church or fellowship time. Then we have also created a postcard that's available for download, and you could email that or send that out to folks in the congregation. January 29th is going to be the last Sunday to sign up, and on January 29th, you'll want to make sure that you have all of your orders for the books in and a good sense of how many small groups you have, because you'll want to order that number of DVD kits for the small groups. Then on January 30th is the day, or maybe the shortly thereafter, not in much later than the end of that week, you'll want to order your books from the Synod office. Keep in mind that ordering the books from the Synod office, that we're talking about bulk orders for the whole congregation. Please do not submit orders for like one book for yourself, or you know, or just one DVD kit to review. If you'd like to order because the price that we have from the seminary is based on bulk orders, so please do order your books in bulk for the program on January 30th. And we will, just a note, we will be adding to the invoice the cost of shipping. Shipping to the Synod office will be free from the seminary because of the size of the order, but when we ship the books to you, that will cost an additional amount, and we'll do everything we can to keep that low, and you can let us know if you'd just like to pick those things up. So then February 1st through 22nd, now you have a good sense of the people who are involved, who have ordered the books, and now you have a pool of people from which you can recruit small group leaders. So for those 2 or 3 weeks, you could be recruiting small group leaders. And then that week of February 22nd, perhaps even after Ash Wednesday worship on the 22nd, you could have a sample training session with your small group leaders. And all that would be just walking them through the first small group session so they can have an experience of it before they do that in their own small groups. And I would only envision you doing this one time just to give people a taste of it. They'll see how easy it is, and I think they'll feel equipped and ready to go. You can let them know how they can get in touch with you if they have questions. So then on the Sundays of February 19, 22, and 26, you would distribute the books, and then that first week before Holy Week, before Lent, on February 22 through 26, your small group leaders would contact their participants. And then you just see from the beginning of Lent until the end of Lent, you have the small group gatherings taking place. I would imagine that you would offer these, that these small groups, kind of the natural times for them to meet would be during on Wednesday and on Sunday. Perhaps folks would want to meet at other times, but it seems like that would be a simple way to go. And so the schedule is laid out here as though it were taking place during the season of Lent, and the meetings are happening on Wednesdays and Sundays. Then on April 3rd, which is the Tuesday of Holy Week, I will conduct a town hall meeting, an online meeting, which will involve, we think it will probably do that not as a webinar, but as an actual online meeting. And that'll be at 7 p.m. Central, 8 Mountain. And this is just an opportunity for anybody anywhere to participate in the conversation and share what they've learned and experienced as a result of being a part of the Big Read. All right. So, wondering, are there any questions so far? I went through that really fast. And there again, that's available for download. Okay, it looks like there aren't any questions, so I'm going to proceed. So for to order the books, let's say, okay, you begin your publicity on January 1st or that first week of January by sending out the letter. You've been getting people signed up with the books using the sign-up sheets that we've made available on the website. Now you're going to order the books. So you can either write down this address right here, the tiny URL address, or you can get it right off our website because it's available there as well, or you can download this PowerPoint presentation, and it'll be embedded in the PowerPoint presentation too. Keep in mind that we will add shipping and any taxes. We do have to pay taxes in South Dakota, as you know. And you should receive the items before Ash Wednesday. So, just to talk about promotion again real quickly, you have graphics and invitation cards and the trailer on the CD-ROM, which is in the DVD kit. And then also we've created a letter, and there's also a postcard that we created, which isn't listed here, but we also created a postcard, and sign-up sheets for you to use for both small groups and for the books. So we've created attractive and easy-to-understand sign-up sheets that you can use for people to sign up both for the books and, if they wish, for the small groups. And then, of course, the two suggested temple talks. And what I would suggest there is inviting someone now to read the book, and they can simply get up at the temple talk and share what they've learned and how helpful the book has been for them, and invite people to participate. I see those as being really short. All right. So here's just a sample of the postcard that we're making available to you. And once again, for recruiting, if you choose to recruit a small group coordinator, that you'll want to do right away after the first of the year. But then your small group leaders, you really don't have to begin recruiting them until after people have signed up to order the book or participate in a small group. So you could be doing that, recruiting your however many, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 10, whatever it is, small group leaders the first part of February up through February 22nd. You can participate in a synod-wide discussion in two ways. One is the town hall forum that I mentioned on April 3rd at 7 p.m. Central, 8 Mountain, or you can join the Facebook discussion on the Synod Facebook page. And on February 22nd, we will open a Facebook discussion utilizing the Facebook tools so that people at any time can simply type in what they're learning and experiencing as they go through the Big Read. So, in order to access these resources, you can download from the website this PowerPoint, the suggested timeline, the sample letter, the sample sign-up sheets, and there's a flyer that we've also created, and that's all available at this link here. And if you simply go to the front page of the Synod website, it'll be easy to navigate to it. All right. Well, that's all that I have. That was pretty fast. I wonder if you have any questions that you'd like to ask about the big read or about this process. Let me just respond to a few questions. What size of group participants are you recommending? These are small groups, so I would say you'd want to keep the groups less than a dozen in order to facilitate good discussion. And I would think that 6 to 8 would be an even more ideal size. That's a great question about the size of the small groups. Jeff Willick had a suggestion. Another option is to recruit leaders who would determine time and place for their specific group to gather, then have people sign up for those specific group times. You bet. There's a lot of different ways to facilitate small groups, and one of them is to simply recruit those leaders early, let them take the lead on deciding when and where they want to meet, and then let them not only have people sign up for those specific group times, but I would also add to that, Jeff, having folks invite people to their small group. And that's a really powerful way to start small groups, is to have the leader extend the specific invitations to people. So that's a great suggestion. Thanks for that. And then another suggestion from John Paulson. I'm assuming the small group sessions are designed to last about 90 minutes. If this is going to happen during Lent, do you have suggestions for churches where the midweek Lenten service is the one thing that they currently do during Lent? Yeah, I do. I think that the small group sessions, one role of the facilitator is going to keep the group, be respectful of people's time. And you can conduct these small group sessions in 60 minutes. But groups may covenant with each other to go longer if they wish to. But there's a couple of suggestions that I would have. One would be to have some congregations will begin the Lenten journey on Wednesdays with a meal before going into worship, and perhaps the folks would gather before worship. Worship could be maybe a half hour later than it normally is in order to allow for that to happen. The small groups could either meet over that meal, or they could meet in another, you know, another room right after the meal. Or perhaps worship could begin just a little bit early and small groups could meet right after that. I could envision you could get real creative with this, and you could even fold some of the small group experience into worship itself. And I've seen congregations where the experience on Wednesday is kind of a combination of conversation and worship. But if you come up with something like that, I hope that you'll share it through the Facebook page if you come up with some creative ways of doing that during Lent. And the other option is, of course, Jeff Willick's suggestion, which is to meet at another time besides Wednesday and have those leaders decide when they want to meet. So that's a great question. Thanks for that. Yep, John Paulson recommends or suggests the possibility of doing the DVD presentation during worship. I think you could do that. It's a little long for use during worship, but you could use it in your Wednesday evening worship experience, certainly. Jeff Willick says, I love the idea of a Synod Lenten series. If this book is a good fit, then let's collaborate on a lectionary for the series. Perhaps a weekend or Wednesday scripture focus, songs and hymns. Yeah, that's a great idea. And I haven't gone so far as to build suggested texts. But if you take a look at the book, and I hope you'll order it for yourself soon, you're going to see that you'll have a lot of ideas will emerge in terms of texts, songs and hymns. And I would encourage you to have that discussion on our Facebook page. In fact, we'll open that discussion right away so that you can begin that collaboration early, because that's what you'll need to do. But thanks for that suggestion, Jeff. Anything else that you'd like to ask or share before we wrap up with a closing prayer. Okay, John Paulson, you've raised your hand, and I'm going to go ahead and unmute you so you can speak. Okay, John. Go ahead. Did you have something you wanted to share with the group?
I already shared my emails or my messages there. But
oh, okay, great. Well, thanks. Thanks for that. Anything else? Carol. Carol, did you have a question? Carol Mappa? Okay. Yes. Let me just talk briefly about the content of the book, which I didn't really go into that. The book addresses some of the common fears that people struggle with, and there are actually 15 chapters in the book. And then the small group guide pulls out kind of six of what the author believes are some of the most compelling fears. And let me just share what those six sessions are for the small groups. The first one is, why are we afraid? And it really talks about at the root of our fear, there are some real reasons, of course, to be afraid in our society and in the world. I mean, natural response to threat is fear. But at the root of fear is that scriptural idea, which Paul underscores in Romans, which is really a lack of trust and a loss of understanding of who's ultimately in control of our lives. Fear of not mattering. And I just want to say, I think the author does a good job of not minimizing the real fears, the real challenges that we face, but just simply understanding that this sort of general fear that paralyzes us, that it often has its root in lack of faith or disbelief. So the second lesson is also another chapter from the book is called Fear of Not Mattering. The fear that our lives won't amount to much, that we're ultimately not very important, and that everything we're attempting to accomplish in our lives is for naught, which I think is a common fear. Another chapter 3 is fear of disappointing God. Chapter 4, fear of life's final moments. And I will say, obviously, Max Lucado isn't a Lutheran, and this lesson 4 is as close as he gets to something that could be thought of as decision theology, but I think he understands the wide audience that his books are geared towards, and I think he does a good job of not being I don't think it's going to be offensive to you or to the folks that you're working with. Chapter 5 is fear of global calamity, and that's the one that I think really begins to get at some of the fears that people are having, the kind of the malaise that sort of hangs over us today. And the last one is really a more positive fear, which is fear of God getting out of my box. It's the fear that if we really do embrace trust and faith, that we might actually find ourselves doing some things that we could never have dreamed of before. And so it really ends on a positive note. Some of the other chapters in the book, which I'm sure will come up in discussion as well in small groups, deal specifically with financial, lack of insecurity and some of the other insecurities that we struggle with. So let me just ask, is that helpful? Jeff? Thanks. Okay. How are the six sessions related to the 15 chapters? Well, as I said, the six sessions are six of the actual chapters that are in the book. So there's 15 chapters, but the author has lifted out six of those chapters to be used as small group guides. And then the questions relate to other chapters in the book. But a person could actually participate effectively in small groups if they didn't read the book, but all they had was the small group study guide. I don't recommend it, and I don't think you should either, but that just gives you an idea of how these small groups, how they work. Do the small groups read the other chapters? Yes. It's a great, if at the beginning of each chapter, there's a reading schedule, and or at the beginning of each, let me just back up. Okay, in the small group discussion guide, there is a reading schedule at the front part of each session so that the participants are encouraged to read several chapters, and they're short chapters, you know, easy to read. You know, it's Max Licata, so it's real accessible. And they're encouraged to read those chapters prior to coming to the small group. So there's kind of a, so the assumption is that people have both the small group guide and the actual book hand in hand. So yeah, please encourage people to read the book and to do the studying or the reading ahead of time, because some of the questions do relate to other chapters in the small group. Okay, Jeff Rohr has the question about whether or not it would be possible to use the small group study guide as an outreach into the community. That's a great idea. I have a couple of suggestions, and I'm going to invite folks to go ahead and write in others. But one suggestion would be to use, you know, Jeff Willick's idea, which is to let those small group leaders really determine when and where their meeting's going to take place. And perhaps some of those meetings could take place out in the community, in coffee shops or even, God forbid, in bars. And they could invite their friends and neighbors and coworkers and people in their circle of influence who aren't necessarily part of the congregation. You could also advertise this in your newspaper and in your religion section and invite people to participate in that way. Let them know that they can be a part of that. So those are a couple of ideas. Any other ideas? Those are great ideas and great suggestions too. Well, I'm not seeing any other stuff. And by the way, I want to encourage you to not hesitate to be in touch with me. I mean, I don't hold myself up as an expert in the big read or this small group, but I'm glad to collaborate with you and brainstorm and come up with ideas. And if you see some way that I can be more helpful to facilitate this process for you, let me know. And we'll share that with others as well. So don't hesitate to get in touch with me via email or phone. You have my contact information. So once again, I want to thank you. One last question. Who created the Study Sessions and Leaders Guide? It's all prepackaged and comes from Max Licata. So I don't know if he himself wrote them, but he's listed as the author. Okay? All right. Thanks, everybody. I'm going to wrap this up, and we're going to have a closing prayer. So let's pray. Gracious God, I give you thanks for your wonderful grace towards us that claims us as we are and loves us as we are and calls us to serve and love in your world. I thank you that you have given us a spirit not of fear, but of adoption as children, your very own children. I pray that during this season ahead, both this Advent and Christmas Epiphany, and especially in the coming Lenten season, that you would help us as a whole synod to embrace more and more the truth that we are your sons and daughters, and that we are free to love and serve in the world, to share the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ. Use this big read, this opportunity to learn and grow together, as a way that we can become more effective as in your kingdom and serving the people that you've given us to love and serve. We ask this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks, everybody.
The organizer has ended the session, and this call will be disconnected. Goodbye.